The Guardian.
You're more than your day job. You know that. If you're interested in starting your own side gig, then check out the Side Hustle series from Guardian Labs and theguardian.com/sidehustle. Helpful videos, articles, and a podcast, all brought to you by Squarespace. When you're ready to build your website for your side hustle, head to squarespace.com. Their sites look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, no coding required. You build your website with these intuitive, easy-to-use tools. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of The Dailies, the podcast from The Guardian film team. My name is Benjamin Lee and it's Tuesday, January 26th. Joining me today to talk about the latest film news is Henry Barnes. Henry Joseph Fiennes is said to be playing Michael Jackson in an odd new road trip TV comedy. Using that same batty thinking, who would you like to see playing Madonna?
Madonna, I would like to see Elizabeth Banks playing Madonna.
Oh, that's not that batty.
That's not batty at all, is it? Shall I try again? Ralph Fiennes.
Okay, much better.
Really good in the Bigger Splash, so he'd be great as Mads.
Yeah, definite connection there. Mm. First to the question that everyone is asking today. Is Charlie Hunnam the new Mickey Rooney?
No, he's not.
No, he's not, okay. The blonde Newcastle...
Is this about diversity again?
This is diversity again. I'm not going to let it go. The blonde Newcastle-born Caucasian actor, best known for roles in Queer as Folk, Sons of Anarchy and Pacific Rim, has just been cast to play Mexican-American drug lord Edgar Valdez Villarreal.
Villarreal?
Now, the news has come at an unfortunate time in Hollywood where accusations of whitewashed history on screen persisting and the Oscars diversity debate raging on. Just recently, the upcoming epic Gods of Egypt has been criticised for casting Jared Butler in the lead role. The Hunnam decision has gone down particularly badly on Twitter, with one user joking that Ben Affleck will now be in the running to play El Chapo, and an LA Times headline has read that this news is exactly what's wrong with Hollywood. Now, Henry, what are your thoughts on this so-called colourblind casting? When playing a real-life figure, do you think it needs to be more authentic when it comes to the actor that's picked?
Yeah, probably it does. I mean, joking about Ben Affleck, he did play Tony Mendez in Argo, who was a Mexican CIA agent, I believe. So, yeah, he's got form. You can see this in two ways, can't you? It's the same thing as the Oscars So White controversy, is that it's a symptom of the industry. So Charlie is a name, Gerard Butler is a name. They are white guys who are names and are presumably going to bring in a crowd for a film that might not have got a fair-sized audience. I'm not saying that that's excusable, but that's probably the traditional business thinking behind it. What the whole Oscars So White thing is trying to do is to break that down and restructure the industry from the ground up. So yes, we should stop seeing white people cast as Mexicans, Latins and black people.
It's interesting because I think that a lot of the Oscars diversity...
Can I just clarify that a lot of people aren't cast as black people anymore?
Yeah. A lot of the Oscars debate so far has been mainly around black actors, and we've had a lot of comments from people, from black actors and black directors from the industry. And I think this week, I think actually just yesterday, there was... I'm so bad at saying his name, Demain Bashir, who was nominated back in 2012. He said there should be more roles for not just African-American actors, but for Mexican actors. And then Gina Rodriguez, who won the Golden Globe for Jane the Virgin, said that there's not one Latino who can greenlight a movie. Do you think the debate so far has been a little bit too focused on black actors, whereas there's not really been much talk about Asian-American actors, Mexican actors? I mean, you can go on, really.
Yeah, you can go on, and I think that's completely valid. It's really about black actors and other ethnic minorities. I do feel like the other ethnic minorities do tend to get lumped together. What can you say? It's a massive issue that needs dealing with on lots of different fronts. I do think that there are different ways of dealing with it that are more or less helpful. And for me, to be quite judgy, Gina Rodriguez's thing of highlighting one Latin actor each week who's done well and should have been applauded for it just feels a teeny bit trite. I mean, she's doing as much as she can, I guess, in her field. What was the other one? Damien Bashir. Like, he talked about something which I thought was quite interesting, which was the idea of Latin and black cinema and how those things can be seen as a mark of pride, obviously, you know, because in an industry where the odds are set against you, it's good for everyone to stick together and give each other encouragement. I would guess now that the idea of Latin and black cinema is going to start to disintegrate a little bit in the best possible way, in that those communities now are going to be brought into more of a mainstream Hollywood, you'd hope anyway, in an ideal world. So while there is a lot of pride behind those ideas of those cinema sects, I think he's right in saying that it's not particularly helpful to classify art in that way anymore.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think a lot of actors have been saying is there's not enough integration too. So when you get, I think it was Chris Rock said a while ago in his essay, he was saying whenever there's a big role that's going up, like 50 Shades, you had like, you know, 10 white actors up for the role. Mm. And even when it's not based on literary property, when it's a big role, you rarely seem to get a black or an Asian or a Mexican actor in the mix. It's always seem to be just white actors in the role. And I think that's the bigger problem. I think it's not just a black movie or a Latin movie. It's when there's a big movie, it just being mainly still white actors in the lead roles.
Yeah, that's totally true. But then that's the thing that we keep coming back to day after day. And we should keep coming back to until it's no longer a problem anymore, which is that the white people who have charge of many of the studios and white people who have many charge of the job opportunities for anybody are through, I don't think through malicious means, they are just not considering people who are black and ethnic minority, perhaps because they haven't seen the talent enough or they haven't looked hard enough. But that's exactly the thing that we need to change and start breaking down.
Yesterday saw Ian McKellen also address the Oscars diversity controversy by adding that he believed that the Academy is also suffering from some homophobia. The actor said that he believes actors of colour are being ill-treated and underestimated, but that gay actors are also being underrepresented. This is a quote. No openly gay man has ever won the Oscar. I wonder if that is prejudice or chance. When asked about actors such as Sean Penn and Tom Hanks winning for playing gay characters, he suggested that he should get one for playing straight. I quote, my speech has been in two jackets. I'm proud to be the first openly gay man to win the Oscar. I've had to put it back in my pocket twice. McKellen's been nominated for his roles in Gods and Monsters and the first Lord of the Rings movie. Henry, do you think that the list of things the Academy currently is, we can add homophobic to racist?
I wouldn't say the Academy as a body is homophobic. I don't know. Am I the person to judge? I think the industry as a whole probably has a problem with promoting gay talent. The industry as a whole has a problem, apparently, of accepting gay talent, because a lot of people, allegedly, who are gay in the industry don't feel comfortable coming out as gay because what that might do to their fan base, what that might do to their image as, say, an action star, because of very old traditional values which don't really hold much water in most liberal circles anymore. I think Ian McKellen is brilliant. He's really fun. He said that the X-Men franchise was a gay man's delight because there were so many divas on set. And he's one of the few people who's actually talking about the day-to-day realities of working in Hollywood, what it's like to be on a slightly bitchy set or to talk to people who are disgruntled with what's going on, and revealing this. And that's the key thing about a lot of this, right, is that the PR image of Hollywood is that everybody has a great time working on films together, everybody is treated equally, and they're only there to serve the story and to serve each other's performance. But that's often not true. It's as ambitious and as vicious as any other industry that's as publicized as it is, and a lot of homophobia and racism comes into that, obviously.
I mean, his comment about there not being an openly gay actor winning the Oscar, yeah. I don't think that's the problem, really, because, I mean, I can count on, you know, a few hands how many openly gay actors there are in Hollywood, mm-hmm. and in the last year I can't think of many who had roles which would be considered, because, like you were saying, there's still not enough openly gay actors in the industry. So that's the bigger problem here. I don't think it's the Academy. I think it's just the fact that, like you were saying, I think when it comes to selling a movie, Hollywood still assumes that if someone's gay or lesbian, they can't be taken in a straight role. I mean, Ellen Page was attached to that John Belushi biopic, and then she came out, and the rumour was they actually cut down a lot of the sex scenes and a lot of the romance in the plot because of that. Mm. That kind of stuff's quite depressing that it still happens.
Well, it's depressing, but yeah, it is depressing. And it also goes against the whole idea of what acting is, right? It's pretending to be somebody else. And okay, there are lines you can draw in terms of playing different races, and I think you should. But when it comes to sexuality, I imagine it's as easy to play being in love with somebody as it is somebody of another gender. It shouldn't really be an issue, but it is. I think the one thing about McKellen's thing is that there is an element of it sounding a bit like sour grapes when he's talking about tucking his acceptance speech back in his pocket twice. It's like, yeah, okay, you probably do deserve some sort of Academy recognition, but not purely because you're a gay man.
And purely for playing straight, that's not like a reason to get Oscar. Now to journalists. Yeah?
Mm.
Variety magazine has been forced to issue a correction after mislabeling a video interview with Kristen Stewart. Originally, it was sold with a headline that implied that she was calling the discussion of racial diversity in Hollywood boring, but the actor was discussing gender inequality. The quote itself read, instead of sitting around complaining about that, do something, go write something, go do something for yourself. And that's easy to say. Fuck, it's hard to get movies made. It's a huge luxury, like who gets to just make movies? But that subject is just so prevalently everywhere right now, and it's boring. Before Variety could issue an apology, there was already outrage, of course, with some criticising her white privilege. I mean, Clint Eastwood yesterday, we were both with that piece when he was kind of caught off guard by TMZ, of all people, asked about the diversity debate. He kind of made a non-comment. He brushed it off. But not in a way that I thought was particularly offensive, and suddenly it became a, Clint Eastwood is you know, doing a rampling and is not for diversity. Yeah. And I think it's difficult for actors who get who are all being asked about it at the moment, I think sometimes it's difficult to kind of say something pithy and smart in that 2 seconds. As a headline maker yourself, there's a big responsibility, isn't there? Henry Barnes, headline maker, right? There's a big responsibility, isn't there, in ensuring you're not inaccurately throwing someone to the wolves.
That's totally true. And I think our job is, it does amplify little things that people say into a big thing because of the context of the times that we're in. But then you have people like Danny DeVito coming out and saying America is still inherently racist. Obviously, that's a story. And obviously you want to talk about it and bring that into the debate. But yeah, I mean, not every actor, not every director has to have a stand on the Oscars so white thing. You know, you don't have to be engaged in this politically. I think personally that you should. I think you should probably realize the industry you're working in is at some level inherently racist, as is the country we're working in, as is perhaps the world. But you don't have to publicly speak out about it. And it is occasionally unfortunate when the press takes something someone said and run with it.
But you get, I mean, I think what's a bit depressing is when you see actors who are trying to play it overly safe and are scared of what they might be able to say. So I saw Ice Cube and Kevin Hart on the Graham Norton show last week, and Ice Cube was asked about diversity, and he kind of said, well, we don't make films for Oscars, so it doesn't really matter what they think, which to me ignores a massive problem and what other people are feeling like they're being hard done by. So I think sometimes there is a case of people just thinking like, I want to protect my own career and I don't want to piss anyone off, so I'm going to play it completely safe, which I kind of get it in a way, but it's also a bit of a shame that that's the kind of state of things.
It's his prerogative though, isn't it? I mean, I think actors and talent, so-called talent, creative talent, like writers, etc., it's risky. It's risky for them to come out and talk about this kind of stuff. It's difficult because the people that they're essentially slagging off are the people who could give them their next job. Where the responsibility lies for me in terms of reshaping the industry and talking about this stuff is with the executives who've been in their jobs for a long, long time, knew that this was a problem for ages, haven't done much about it often because of business reasons, and probably should have said something and done something earlier.
And with us and our headlines.
Us and our headlines.
Now you can check out theguardian.com/film for the latest film news, features and reviews. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Today you can check your knowledge of movie grandpas in this week's quiz and check out the latest reviews from Sundance. See you tomorrow, and I'm going to leave you with a quote from newly crowned Mexican actor Charlie Hunnam. A lot of my friends are gangsters. Not like gangsters. Well, yeah, all sorts of levels of criminality. Not the types that are preying on innocent people. I've no interest in the type of criminality that has no respect for collateral damage. Goodbye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.